it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. David, sometimes we have the youth on the phone. He's not a youth, but you brought him in. He's here.
He's a youth to me.
Yeah, he's here in the newsroom.
Yeah, and Mike Wright's joined us today. Longtime friend, former partner on radio broadcasts, and Mike, I don't even know what your title is now at KWTX in Waco. You've probably got all kinds of
It is exactly like it is at KBTX. It's an even thing. You know, they think you're doing you a favor. All they did was just add work. That's basically what they did and said, you need to get out of town. And it's like, right. I don't know. But it's like VP general manager, some kind of a deal like that. Basically, I kind of like a ringmaster. That's what I figured out this job is like. It's highly overrated.
Okay. Still get come back here and do any of those food segments that you used to do?
Yes, we have our next record date for Christopher's Kitchen on the docket. Okay. So, yeah, I'll be there.
That's a good gig, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
All right, let's talk about how many years now you've been doing the A&M Consolidated games, and you're going to do them again this year.
Well, yeah, this is going to be season number 24 for A&M Consolidated. So I got a lot of kids that have been those of some players in the past that have come up through the program, too. And, you know, I kind of like that. This is what my wife calls my hunting and fishing. You know, I really have enjoyed it for years with just only one other team, really, in my history. So 24 years is what I'll be starting next Friday night.
That's pretty impressive that one of those really good coaches came through that didn't run you off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's right. And there hadn't been that many, if you think about it, for some high schools. I'm only on the third coach there.
All right, but those three coaches, let's talk about those guys. One of them still coaching in the general vicinity here now. Ross Rogers is over at Bryan, and you had a long run with Ross over there. Jim Slaughter, who just retired, and I can't imagine Jim Slaughter's really retired. He's probably going into the professional golf tour or something that. And now with David Raffield there, they're different kind of guys, but all of them just outstanding coaches.
You know, every one of them are different, and every one of them came at the right time that Consolidated need to go a little bit different direction. Ross was there at a time when Consolidated was hungry just to win a ball game. Had a good pedigree, went on a great run. My first game to do was for a cable broadcast here, though. Through then, it wasn't even Cox. I forget what the name of it was at the time. But anyway, that was a cable broadcast of Consolidated in the state championship game against Carthage, which they won. And then I had an opportunity to do it the next year when Consolidated played against Waxahachie for the championship at the Astrodome.
All right. If I remember correctly, that Carthage game, you and I had just done a broadcast there because we did the Groesbeck game prior to doing that A&M Consolidated game.
That is correct. We had a quick turn on that because the Goats won the state championship, and that was my first broadcast for Consolidated football in that year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy,
it was a fun little run, I got to say.
That was a pretty good day. We had a good day.
And you know what? I'm just happy that Ross is back on the field. We knew that golfing, whatever he was selling, widgets, some sort of some emery boards or something, salt tablets, chin straps.
He was
hawking something just to get a free golf game when you go call on, you know, some of Walski and some of his buddies. But now he's back on the field. He belongs there. And I think what happened at Bryan last year and what they're poised to perhaps do again this year, that's what makes the sport great is guys like him never lose the fire. And that is exactly what Bryan needed to bring that program out of the also-rans. And I felt sorry for Marty during his time there. I thought Marty Criswell was a fabulous coach. Actually did one of his games when they played Richfield High School against Denison when Marty was a head coach.
It was one
of the playoff games there. Fine man. But something happened along the way, and Bryan has caught fire again. And I'm really happy for Ross on that.
All right. Well, let's talk about the other two guys that you did work with. Jim Slaughter, a different kind of guy. Jim Slaughter, though, is one of those guys. And I was fortunate enough to work some of those games when Jim Slaughter was the coach with you there. And Jim Slaughter is one of those guys, if he tells you it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen.
Gentleman of a guy. And I will say, you know, we mentioned Ross a minute ago, and I think that 5A, the move to 5A was not kind to Ross. I think it played a mental number on Ross. It played it for Consol. They had one playoff year. Jim Slaughter was a 5A coach. I mean, he had been in those programs before, a little more hard-nosed old school, but brought in some pretty exciting stuff. And then they became kind of predictable. Slaughter moves on, and they bring in a totally different package with David Raffield, who I had an opportunity, I think, to see when he played against Brian here at Viking Stadium just a couple of years before, because it was a non-conference game against his team, Cy Falls, yeah. And so Raffield comes up, and the first year, awful. And he said, just wait, we're trying to get our system in place, And the system got in place. And right now, how do you stop a David Raffield team? That's the challenge right now, because they will outperform you. Brian Cope will outcall you on offense. So he's brought an entirely exciting new brand of football to this area, and was one of the, golly, he really was the one that brought the run and gun into this area.
Yeah, he did. The thing I miss about Jim Slaughter is that occasionally he would buy us a meal.
Occasionally,
so,
he would.
You know, and so
Raffield ain't opening his wallet.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now.
So something's got to be done.
Yeah, that's
right. If Jim wants to move back in the area, we'll be happy to have him here.
That's
we need
right.
to get that out of the way. But,
exactly.
All right, tell me about the team this year and your thoughts about I think they with Tyree Merchant, they may have the best, maybe the best overall player in the district. Certainly the best running back, at least at the beginning of the year.
Tyree is deceiving. His line of sight, the cuts that he makes at just the right time. He was exciting a couple of years back, but I'm telling you, I think the kid's going to be on fire this year. I look forward to seeing him run behind an offensive line that, frankly, has just a little bit more experience this year. Last year, that was the big trump card for Consol. I mean, they got the running backs. Can you protect the quarterback and execute the Cope-Raffield offense? I think they stepped up and did that to a degree. Merchant's going to be good. The quarterback, Mason Hickson, I think his best days are ahead of him. I think he's going to be loaded back there in the pocket. And you've got a good group of receivers that came on late in the year. I think they're going to be in fine shape offensively.
That's pretty
exciting.
Well, and I think they are. They've been good, as you mentioned, since that second year when Coach Raffield got here. What about defensively? Because that has been the problem, it seems.
David, you know, I think you brought me into an area that you know that I don't have much of a filter. I was pretty plain about the defense. Let me tell you how bad the thought. And listen, this analogy probably may not make sense to a lot of people. The defense probably was as effective as Robin Ventura's defense against Nolan Ryan.
Ryan,
he was getting smacked in the face. I will tell you, I don't know. Dale Williams is a fine guy, and nobody's ever going to just point blame. Oh, it's got to be the coach. I got to think it's something in the system prepping those guys, but let's give everybody their due here. How do you defend some of the stuff that's really going on in high school football today?
I think that's become a problem for a lot of defensive coordinators. I would agree with that.
And, but it's got to have something to do with talent. We ran into some buzzsaws with Temple. We could not get anything going with Temple. So is it athletes? Is it training? Is it prep time? I don't know. I don't have the answer either. I have the joy of getting to be kind of that armchair quarterback. But let me tell you, when I talk about the defense being bad and having breakdowns, golly, I'm just calling it as I see it because I care. I do have a deep care for the team I'm calling for, though on radio, as you well know. I mean, you try to balance all that out, and especially now when you've got the games against Rutter, College Station, and Bryan. But when the Consol Tigers trip a little bit after this many years, I trip with them. When they heard, I heard. And so the defense is going to be better. It's got to be better. They've got some experienced players. Ranazeski coming back is going to be good. I think Will is going to contribute well. Will Raffield.
Well, when he can, he's actually got an injury beginning of the season.
Okay,
so.
See, I'm not up to date that far. Yeah. Will Vaughn will be another contributor on defense. And then you got another bunch of Daly's coming. You got Abel Daly coming up. I think there are only seven left.
We had Daly's playing when I was doing the game.
I had Daly's playing in the 40s. Yeah. You kidding me? I mean, they just keep coming. So he's going to be pretty strong as well. And I like the experience at some skill spots back there. I think the defense is going to be improved. They were not prepared to lose Riley Garner prior to the year.
Yeah.
And how do you fill those shoes? I mean, you don't. You can't just start a game right there in the 11th hour and have the replacement.
All right, he's good enough to be out at Texas A&M now, but didn't play at all last season. So, and they did have some pretty key injuries and off-the-field injuries last year.
They did. And here's the one thing, to wrap up the thing on defense, I want to say. You can't just outscore everybody. I mean, you can pull the trigger, you got a high-powered offense, but at some point, you're going to have to make some stops. And that's very difficult with this district. When you look what Rodney's doing over in Huntsville, I think they're the sleeper in the district. Honestly, I think they're poised to turn the corner and make it a real interesting race.
Yeah. Anybody jump out? I think we got several teams that are kind of contending for a playoff spot. And Willis has got a strong class that's coming back.
Have a strong class. I was not last year. I know they were just getting underway. What was he in his first or second year there? I forget what their situation was. But not that impressed with Willis. But their skill players are all back. And we've been through enough seasons to know you get a lot of that playing time experience and kids get hungry. It just takes one win to catch fire.
Mike, what did you think? What did you Once we put everybody together in the district in town, what were your thoughts about how that worked out last year?
I loved it. I mean, I think that's exactly what high school football should be, is to develop these rivals. I mean, look, when Consolidated played College Station, there was an energy in that stadium that I've not seen in a very long time, if ever, at Tigerland. You'd have to go way back into the 90s to see that. And then, of course, you got Bryan and Consol. They're always going to, you know, put on a show, but I think when Rudder improves under their leadership, you'll have a good rivalry going. But I love what College Station High and Bryan are bringing. You got three teams right now that are right there at the top in the district, and it could go any way. It just depends on who's playing. So I love the fact that we're all in the same district.
Figures to be an improved Rudder team this year too.
Oh, that's
as well.
Good, yeah.
I don't know how many games they can jump up with the improvement, because everybody else is going to be pretty
everybody
good.
Everybody else is going to be good.
It's funny. I've talked to Glenn West down at Brenham. Glenn, we've talked about, boy, it would have been perfect if Glenn had been in here too. And then the coaches that I talked to kind of said, wait, too much of a good thing.
That might have been
pushing it a little bit too far.
Keep the cousins across the river. I mean, we don't want to do all that kind of stuff there. But, you know, I thought about that. And did they? They're not. I'm sorry, I should know this. Are they in the same classification or did they drop?
Yeah, in the same classification.
So it's all, that's what I thought.
Right,
so they didn't drop
to be
at all.
In a different district. Right.
I got it. And this classification thing, when you explain it to people when 6A came along, I mean, I pretty well, that was out of my capacity to do that for people. But let's keep this in mind. There was a time when Brenham would have been a great opponent for these teams over here, but these teams that were in 5A at the time, that Brenham was 4, they got nothing to gain and everything to lose by playing that classification. But I did like the matchup because Brenham is always going to bring their A game, and I thought that would always have been good to put on a non-district schedule, and frankly, little surprised it doesn't fall into non-district.
We're talking to Mike Wright, who's starting his 24th season broadcasting the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Mark Green's going to be on the broadcast with you again this year,
right? Yes, he is. That's right. I think that's 7 or 8 for him, so he's getting on up there as well.
Mark did a lot of stuff behind the scenes because he was our statistician when I was working the games with you, and we had a lot of fun doing this stuff. You and I have done a lot of games beyond the Consol games, but probably more there as far as football, and I've always had a blast when we've had an opportunity to work with you.
I have liked the travel time and prepping for a broadcast, and we were talking about it just a minute ago, that after when you wonder who's going to be doing the ball games with you on Friday night, you always want to do that with somebody you like. And I know you said that you struck out this year finding somebody you like, so you got somebody else in there.
So
finally,
we settled for Aubrey.
Yeah, that's right. Aubrey's going to be in the booth. But anyway, it makes it so much easier. And I think that fans that listen, the thing is, there's an art to this, and I get it, but it's my hobby. It's not what I get paid to do. I do it because I love it, so I can work on it. I listen to other broadcasts. I have favorite broadcasters. But when you're working with someone side by side that knows when you're about to pause and you can jump in, basketball, as you know, is the most challenging to have a two-person broadcast.
Agreed.
But I do love football, and when you're in sync with the color analyst, it makes for a whole lot better broadcast.
Just one quick last question. You got any advice for you know me very well. You got any advice for Aubrey about adapting to what I might do?
Yeah, because Aubrey, what you'll do is you'll look up and say, am I at the same game he's calling? You can never. No, I'm kidding. David is one of the most proficient play-by-play guys, especially in high school football. When I was doing the Aggie women's basketball, I called David in for one of the games when we had an opportunity, because I just love what the guy says. He's good at that. But let me tell you, you need to raise your game up, and that's a good thing. You're not in it to be just so-so.
Right.
You're in it to improve your craft, and you are with a gentleman of a guy and somebody that knows what he's doing.
Well, and I said this earlier.
I mean,
earlier,
you could be with Tim Snedler, let's be honest.
I said earlier in the show, I got to up my Bryan knowledge now. I got a week to catch up on everything
For the record, I love me some Tim now. We all get along very well.
Yeah, we do.
At the Bryan Broadcasting Group. So,
there you go.
Mike, have fun.
Hey, thank you very much, David. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Should be a fun season. Looking forward to it. Starts in just over a week. Next Thursday night, the first night of high school football in the state of Texas. That's today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and Zone FM 102.7.